plants. Or not.
Okay.
In Walnut Creek.
She didn't say anything. That's my message for you.
But an hour later, when she went to go home, she
said, try to reassure you. I tried listening to Robbie's
had been divorced.
So, Natalie, I decided to actually use the book
ex-spouse
for you and me, and let's see what I have in here. And I'm going to tell you why. While Rogelio's trying to pull that, I'm going to put another one on him, which is
her ex.
Make sure that you've got.
I get to hear my sermon while I'm preaching.
I love that.
Thanks.
Right behind us. So really, is my
how many of you have this fear?
I had.
Right.
I knew this was going to be an important meeting.
Do any of you have the fear of being controlled
history with her wanting to be very detailed?
Anybody to really remember?
I wanted to have.
But one of the things I talked about was the fact that
so I could use my computer in the video.
And one of those.
How many of you have the fear of losing disconnection
before my client comes?
Why did it get to having a foundation of trust?
All right, I appreciate
so that's also one of the other things that I have to do today.
What she said, you can't trust this.
Trust in a good
it doesn't
Lord
work.
Who loves you and cares for you.
And I got very frustrated.
More of my fear bad, evil,
her.
Corrupt.
So how are we doing, Rogelio? It looks like we're still struggling, which is okay.
Technology to work for me.
And you?
So it's like, fine. I then went on okay, to have
well,
a very good
you just
meeting
keep working on them. I got him up
with
for
my
fun anyway. So
client Jackie,
who fears being unworthy of being
had
loved.
A lot of fear and a lot of anger.
Pull up John, her 11, ex,
and we'll just hear my voice twice.
That kind of
attorney.
This is
I
the. Said,
I have a hard time with my own pride. I was asked to speak on almost 2 months ago.
I don't
ago,
need to hear
so
him twice.
By choice, it was just
who fears
next week.
Being without love,
the assignment, some would say, was just the,
said, I need to
you have a great wife, Sharon,
say, just the draw. Said,
did you hear that?
The draw of the hat.
Said, there's a nasty email going around
fears
that
you're
arrogant,
we read
condescending.
Yes, okay. Therefore, many of the
Rocky.
Jews had
apparently
come
I was Rocky. Out of line in terms of my frustration.
How about being without identity?
Jay.
Being defective.
So,
do any of you
I struggled
fear
like
this
for a few days, and I didn't want to do anything,
mean?
And I thought, and I had fear. I had fear of losing my job. That's where my mind goes.
You worry that you're not a good mom?
Is that when fear starts? Am
Sometimes.
I going to lose my livelihood? And so I tried to think
who
of
who fears
all
being
the
useless?
Things
overwhelmed,
like solve
no ability to know
including
what's real.
I send him a gift
what's
card,
the truth?
Or flowers, or whatever. And
you and I got to talk afterwards.
Then I got angry and I said, I shouldn't have to do anything.
You too?
But yeah. I finally humbled myself and I made the
call. Fears being without support. Does anybody fear being without support?
I just
wanted to
let you know. Sorry about last week. It was Elliot. Directed at you. I had a big important meeting. I
was
frustrated
at
the technology.
Yeah.
Sorry.
All right, here's mine.
I'm so glad you called.
I
okay.
fear
Thanks for
being
calling.
Deprived.
That was it. Trapped in pain. I no longer have that fear right now.
I don't
my
think
job.
My wife realizes this, but I'm going to keep repeating that this is one of
but
my
fear
biggest fears and drives a lot of my choices, for good or bad.
I fear
you know,
pain. I'm married.
I fear pain when we have disagreements.
Angela's my second wife. And when I think about,
I had fear just preparing this
my first marriage
for you because
that only lasted 3 years. I,
I didn't want to deprive you or myself of telling you
led to
the whole Bible
marriage.
Story.
It was a
every message that can come out of
and
every passage.
Of fear.
It's like there's too
and,
much. I have all that to share with you. So my mind gets scattered.
Angela and I then met, and we dated
I'm
for
the kind of
8 years. And
okay, thank you. Can you
sure
blow it up?
If we should get married or not.
That's why you guys came up front.
I had
you know
some
what?
Fear. She had fear.
Everybody
she always reminds me that there was one year where I stopped contact with
this her. Is a little investment lesson. So this is
but
part
I
of me not being a parrot. This is kind of unique that you don't
Lord
see
God,
too often in churches where
is
somebody talks about money. I did, and I forgot to bring it.
Natalie
has a comment.
Year anniversary,
my brothers and sisters and I can
and the way we celebrate,
she wants to know number six.
She
okay.
wanted to go
so
water rafting.
What you guys are looking at here, I'm going to give you a little investment
we went
lesson.
Skydiving
101. Okay,
Monday.
So, Rocky, this was for you, buddy. So
this
she
is called the value
two
of
tickets.
Asset
it
allocation.
Wasn't planned, but it just
okay.
It happened that way.
Water
and
income
let
means
me tell
you, invest
you
half your money in
much
stocks and
rather
half your
go
money
whitewater rafting.
Okay.
Now,
what I
plane.
Want you to first look at is this right column
but
over here,
honestly,
which is the average
for the
of 2003 to 2017.
I enjoyed white rafting.
Now, if you invested money in cash and you left
wife,
it in your savings account or
a little more relaxing.
CDs, what was your average return over that time?
Afterwards, and I got savers.
1.2%.
The jumping
now,
out of the plane.
If you had invested money in emerging market
I know.
Stocks,
right?
Like BRICS, Brazil, Russia, India, and China,
this,
or even countries like Turkey.
I did it for 8 years. I've
Latin
been
America,
for 14,
what was your average return?
Out of a plane.
12.7%. Okay. So the key to this,
so I was pretty calm.
All of
yeah,
what we just,
what is going
the
on?
White
was,
box. What
it
do you
was,
see in
it
the
was
white
fine.
Box?
I had my instructor on
you guys
behind
all
me.
Know who the Pharisees are, right?
But it was painful because
so
once
on
the parachute went up,
news,
all the weight. There's just two straps on my butt, and I'm holding not
I'm
only
afraid.
225 pounds, but
yes.
I've got another.
You guys are killing me. Afraid of
behind me, and it was all
okay.
But
what is that white box?
And
over
then
there?
When we went to
that
land,
everyone's gonna follow.
It was
Jesus.
Like he kept telling
and
me,
what
hold,
does
your,
that
hold your
mean
you know, knees up your chest, hold your knees up.
I'm having fear that my message is going to fail. Okay, so the white box
down,
says what percent?
His feet are going to be on
8.5%.
Somehow catch his coat. No. My weight and his weight,
so
bam,
and
hit
lose
the ground. It was like
you
no cushion.
Had invested every color.
So then I'm down first. Angela finally comes down, and then she looks over to me and she said,
"But we see
that was so much fun. That's better than a helicopter. Better than a helicopter. Better than a helicopter. So what do we do?
On his own.
They pick us up in a limo because we're miles away from the departure, and as we're driving back, they say,
you would have had a moderate growth in portfolio
if you
here,
to do this again,
and you would
have
averaged 8.5%.
So we got two more tickets. So we got another jump coming.
Man has
what
his
happened
purposes.
In 2008.
God has his own. How would you have liked to invest in the best performing?
But we agreed that if somebody else in more money that
job,
year, we're going to like
how would
less
you have
preparing
tickets.
So
how about
now's the time
the last,
to start
about
talking
to
us about
if invested in large stocks like Apple? And the truth is, I'm a little.
You would have lost 37% investing
in
companies like.
We
haven't done our
second
yet, so
we
still got two
shots, right? How would you have felt about that, Rocky? That's not how God wants us to live.
I'd like for us to turn to Psalm.
One of the messages I listened to
was
this guy named John Piper.
Followed a disciplined approach of asset allocation.
You would have lost 24%
of your money before.
This was my first time. Very good. And to my surprise, he gave an hour-long message.
They sell! That's right. Fear sets in.
And where do they put the money?
And they go to cash.
Forgive me
that's
for
right, because
I'm going to be a parent.
They did.
So Robert,
where is it? 1.8?
Up there. Thank you. And what happened the next year?
Fears is just being a parent. You got a song? Good. We'll play that at 5 minutes till.
But and then they made 0.1. And what did a balanced portfolio do?
In ways that I didn't
it
see
made
25%.
When I read this the
okay.
first time. I
so what's the message here? When it comes to investing money,
there's a power
struggle.
We have
to invest based on fear and have an average return of 1.2%. Or
you
can take some risk.
I
the
need
message
to bring the bigger story.
We have a very big God.
In a proven approach called asset allocation.
Okay, so let's look at Psalm.
Average 8.5%.
Can we get that up on the screen? Okay, let's read this together. Be merciful to me, O God.
18 right now,
our
bonds are down about
2%. Press their attack.
And
my
stocks are still up 6%. So if you balance it out, you're slightly positive. Right?
People have a tendency to look at what's going on right now.
Is starting to have a problem.
Last week was a really bad week for stocks.
For expedient purposes, he wanted to take him out. He wanted to remove Jesus.
YTC
in these verses,
so that's
going to
be, those are the performing returns through September 30th.
Right? Okay. A much bigger meaning.
So I don't know how many pastors actually give an investment strategy lesson.
It is better.
That's not the main point.
The point here is we are not to live our lives based on fear.
Whether it's with our money,
important things that we need to take relationships away from the message is that our church
were
a substitution. Jesus was killed so that we don't have to be killed. I think it would be helpful for us to turn to
substitution is at the heart of our Christian faith.
5 and 6.
Those are hard words, but if you look at the book of Isaiah in 53, we see
you guys
God
know
saying,
this. So, right, you memorize this verse.
Not.
Can you go back to Psalm 56?
Smitten and stricken by God, he was crushed for our iniquities. So,
you guys got that?
Jesus,
in God,
memorize
I
that
praise,
verse.
In God,
let
that
be your homework assignment. Your sins and mine.
I will not be afraid.
Rogelio's still looking at that.
Another version
chart,
of the Bible,
which,
says,
by the way, is called
I
the
am
quilt
afraid,
chart. That's what we refer to it in the
I
investment
will trust
community.
In
quilt
you.
Chart because of all the colors.
Can you guys
and
repeat
in almost
after
every
me? When I am afraid,
client interaction or
I will trust.
So what are the
introduce
what do you think is the primary
to give
them understanding?
When I am afraid,
is
I will trust
because
in you.
As some of you
try this.
May know, I'm
I
a financial advisor,
a
and so I deal with a
there
lot
are three
of
three primary emotions
that
I
we live by. And their fears.
When I am afraid,
what are
I will trust in you.
That they go from fear to greed.
Fear.
That's my message.
So
today.
Proverbs
is that we have
says, trust in the Lord with all your heart
and
lean not on
and I think we see a lot of
all
how
your ways
the Bible
him and he will make
in
this passage.
Who's
it was fear that they were going to lose their temple,
a principle of
their
substitution.
Nation, and so they decided to take things
Jesus
into their own hand.
Died.
In some ways, I see a sense of entitlement
so
also,
I
which I can relate
life.
To.
Despite our sins,
a lot of sense
despite our fears,
thank God that he's revealed that to me.
We have a God
and trying to flush that out of my system.
Well,
so what is
I'm
fear
going to
share fundamental attribution
a short story. How many of you have heard
anybody?
The tale of the two wolves?
Fundamental attribution error. You try to block it out of your mind.
That we
so
all
what else
do
does live
with
fear
cause us? Grandfather
is
talking with his grandson.
We deceive ourselves.
Control.
We have
wolves inside each of us.
Caiaphas is taking control.
Which are always
in to be right.
One is the good wolf.
Others must be wrong.
Which represents things like
questions,
courage,
and
love.
Tends to guide
the
our
other
choices.
The other
type
is the bad wolf. Which
choices you and I make,
there's nine different
personality
types.
Will lead to
the grand heart
stops.
When I heard
that Jesus
about it
like
for
a
second.
I
immediately
worry.
He looks
grabbed
up to the
choice
grandfather
yes,
and says,
I'm more like
grandfather,
all
which
other types.
One wins?
The choices we made.
Until months later did I
realize
that, yes,
of man,
one you feed.
The purpose of God.
And he's active
and he's
passionate. To life
and the choices,
and that's one of his traits.
There's a lot of current events
as
you look around
the
world,
the others,
and that
I
fear that fear is
I am afraid
how he's deceiving myself. You guys know the term Brexit
in you.
Trust in the Lord with all
not,
your heart.
Not heard of the term Brexit?
Several
years ago, I
a few people
read
in all your ways acknowledge
Elders.
Explain briefly, Elliot.
Bias.
You're in the United Nations.
And somebody is going to have
body. What
privilege.
Is Brexit?
I think
I'd like to
jump
to
speak
to
on John
Samuel 13. So I
maybe
gave Rogelio a list of like 12 verses,
different
chapters of the Bible.
Britain, no
British.
One more.
We came.
Do not let your hearts be troubled.
You know what? You don't have to pull it up. But trust in God. Saul and his army were waiting for Samuel to arrive to offer a sacrifice.
Yes, when many of us read this,
Samuel had not come yet, and the soldiers were preparing to flee rather than fight the Philistines. Growing impatient, Saul chose to offer a sacrifice.
Oswald Chambers says these are not.
Just as Saul finished, you got a test tomorrow. You have done a foolish thing.
Why did
you have not kept the command of the Lord God gave you? Why are you offering a sacrifice?
Our choices are going to lead to hearts at peace. Or
why was offering a sacrifice foolish?
For the purposes of God or the purposes of man?
This is for you.
Old Testament.
Why did we
it wasn't his
role. What did we want from?
I think one of my very favorite verses from the Bible is in Philippians.
Because Saul had disobeyed a direct command from the prophet Samuel, given in 1 Samuel 10:8. Go down ahead of me to Gilgal. I will surely come down
to the press
to sacrifice burnt offerings and fellowship offerings, but you must wait 7 days until I come to you and tell you what you are to do.
Let's read it together. Do not be anxious about anything,
but in every soul, by taxation, without representation,
patience and dependence on God.
He waited the 7 days, but just barely. As soon as the week was up, he offered the sacrifice on his own.
Amazing how many choices
using to wait in here,
what's going on in Syria right now with
in
China.
In fact, Saul showed a variety of weaknesses that made him
increasing tough talk between countries
and self-reliance. Kavanaugh, his offering showed that he did not want to work together with Samuel to obey God. Rather, he wanted
just within the Catholic Church, all that's going on,
the king was to follow the Lord's
creation.
Saul felt,
it says, love,
he chose and thus made a foolish mistake. Some valuable lessons
let us
can be learned from Saul.
Place
first,
our trust.
It's clear that
in a
God desires.
And I don't have time to go into
for
Romans
second,
and try to unpack that. But
patience
did the discipleship of
Jesus,
right?
Third,
I encourage you.
The fear causes our hearts and minds to shrink.
All
it immobilizes
trust.
Us.
And he unpacks that before.
Though it may not be easier or convenient.
Okay, so.
I really like her.
That's my message. But an hour later, when she went into home, she's
going
to try to reassure you. I tried listening to
predestined
us.
But
so, Natalie, I decided
God's word
is
the best choice for our lives
and
for our service to others.
For you and me.
When things
and
look
let's
bad.
See what I have in here. And I'm going to tell you now.
Well,
Rogelio's going to pull that. I'm going to put another one on.
Some good and bad choices in my life.
I get to hear my sermon while I preach
for fear of those things.
I really think what I'm going to do.
Told you you're not good enough. When he told you you're not right. When he told you you're not strong enough to put up a good fight. When he told you you're not worth. When he told you you're not loved. When he told you you're not beautiful.
Inward towards our community.
And he
sends
that's
us
also
out.
One of the other themes.
I learned through
that
the small group
what does this feel
when I shared my dark secrets with them,
a good
acceptance
loves you
from them,
and cares for you,
and grace.
Good intentions for you.
I learned more about the
any
knowledge
of fear
of
being
myself
bad,
and of
evil,
God's
corrupt.
Care for me.
So, how are we doing, Rogelio? It looks like we're still struggling, which is okay.
Tim,
and you?
Yeah.
Okay, well, you just keep working on them. I got them up front anyway, so.
Who fears being unworthy of being loved, being
you
without
think that
love?
You can pull up John 11.
I can still hear my voice
word.
Twice.
Is that going to come up? This is the.
I have a hard time with my own
word
thoughts.
That I was asked to speak on almost 2 months
I don't
ago,
need to hear
so
him
this
twice.
Was not by choice, it was just.
Who fears being without love?
The assignment. Some would say it was just the.
You have a great wife, Sharon.
Would say just the draw.
Did you hear that?
To draw the hat, but in some ways I feel
who
it's
fears
more than
that. Failure?
So, shall we read together?
Being worthless.
Yeah. Okay. Therefore, many of the
Rocky.
Jews had come to visit.
That was Rocky.
He told me that last night.
How about being without identity? Being defective. Do any of you fear like you're defective? What does that mean? Tim? You worry that you're not a good mom? Sometimes? Who fears being useless, overwhelmed, no ability to know what's real, what's the truth? You and I got to talk afterwards, Stefan. You too? Yeah? Who fears being without support? Does anybody fear being without support and guidance? Elliot? Was that an acknowledgement for you too? Yeah? All right, here's mine. I fear being deprived, trapped in pain. I don't think my wife realizes this, but I'm going to keep repeating that this is one of my biggest fears and drives a lot of my choices, for good or bad. I fear pain. I fear pain when we have disagreements. I had fear just preparing this message for you because I didn't want to deprive you or myself of telling you the whole Bible story and every message that can come out of every passage. It's like there's too much. I have all that to share with you. So my mind gets scattered. I'm the kind of person. Okay, thank you. Can you blow it up? That's why you guys came up front. You know what? Let's do something different. Everybody stand up and come close to the screen. Come on. This is a little investment lesson. So this is part of me not being a parrot. This is kind of unique that you don't
Lord
see
God,
too often in churches where
speak to my brother,
somebody talks about money.
That,
I did, and I forgot to bring it. Natalie has a comment.
My brothers and sisters and I can leave this place.
Oh, she wants to know number six. Okay, so what you guys are looking at here, I'm going to give you a little investment lesson 101, okay? So, Rocky, this one's for you, buddy. This is called the value of asset allocation, okay? Moderate growth in income means you invest half your money in stocks and half your money in bonds, okay? Now, what I want you to first look at is this right column over here, which is the average from 2003 to 2017. Now, if you invested money in cash and you left it in your savings account or you bought CDs, what was your average return over that time?
Some.
1.2%. Now, if you had invested money in emerging market stocks,
Greg,
like
for you today,
the BRICS, Brazil, Russia, India, and China, or even in countries like Turkey,
his main
or Latin America, what was your average return?
Just are not going to believe.
12.7%. Okay, so the key to
the
this,
leaders,
without going into all of what, the ins and outs,
what is going
the
on
white
here
box. What do you see in the white box?
With the Pharisees. You guys all know who the Pharisees are, right? So what's going on when they hear this news that more people are following Jesus? They're afraid. Yes.
You guys are killing me.
What are they afraid of?
Okay, what is that white box over there? That everyone's going to follow Jesus. And what does that mean for these high priests?
I'm having
Pharisees
fear that my message is going to fail.
Okay, so the white box says what? What percent?
They lose all their
8.5%, right?
And the Romans come in and wipe
them out.
Are you with
me on that?
So that means
and lose
that
control.
If you had invested in every color, which represents every asset class, there's a way to invest money. There's something
but
called
we see
stocks,
in
and
verses
bonds,
51 and
a couple
52.
Other things you can do, but basically, this is
he
about stocks
did
and
not
bonds here in the U.S.
on his own.
And bonds here
but
in the
Caiaphas prophesied
had
that
you
Jesus
owned every
would
little
die
for the world
investment equally, you would have had a moderate
God
growth in portfolio
here,
and you would have averaged 8.5%
speaking through Caiaphas
over that period of
one
time,
of the
which
that we
included
need to take away is that Man
look
has
at what
his
happened
purposes.
In 2008.
God has his own.
How would you have liked to invest in the best performing over that time and lost 53% of your money that year?
A lot of time.
How would you have felt?
Preparing for this message today.
How about
over the last
how
month,
about if you invested in large stocks like Apple?
And the truth is, I'm a little
you would have lost 37% investing in companies like
to me
Costco.
Actually having to speak
where we all shop, right? How would you have felt about that, Rocky?
That's not how God wants us to live.
One of the messages I listened
right.
to
so
was this guy named John
you
Piper.
Followed a disciplined approach of
I
asset
think
allocation.
Some of you know. You would have lost 24%
you
of your
speak
money
before.
That year.
This was
you
my
wouldn't
first
have felt
time.
Very good.
So and to my surprise, he gave an hour-long message.
They sell! That's right. Fear sets in.
And where do they put the money?
And they go to cash.
Forgive me
that's
for
right,
a minute.
Because
I'm going to be a parrot.
They did.
No, Robert Scott.
Where is it? 1.8?
A parrot up there.
And what happened
that's
the next year?
One of my fears is just being a parrot.
Point one.
And then they made 0.1. And what did a balanced portfolio do?
In ways that I didn't see.
It made 25%.
Times.
When I read this the
okay.
first time, I
so,
thought, oh my what's
gosh.
The message here?
This
when it
exactly
comes to investing money,
church. There's a
you
power
can
struggle.
Choose
we have
to
people
invest
worried
based
about
on
losing
fear
power.
And have
what's
an average
happen?
Return of 1.2%.
I prayed on that. I thought about
or
it.
Or you
that can't
can
be
take
my
some risk.
I need to bring a bigger story of God's love
in a proven
so
approach called
down
asset
down,
allocation.
And he brought
and
out
you would
some
have
really
averaged
8.5%
like over
with
that
you.
Time period. Right now, we are bonds are down about 2%, and stocks are still up 6%.
The longer we're around.
So if you balance it out, you're slightly positive, right? People have a tendency to look
Caiaphas
at what's going on right now.
Was starting to have a problem.
Last week was
and
a really
so
bad week for stocks.
For yes.
expedient purposes, he wanted to take him out. He wanted to remove Jesus. YTD
in these
yeah,
verses
so that's
that
going
to
be those are the
prophesies.
Performing returns through September
meaning.
30th,
right?
Okay,
a much right. bigger meaning.
So I don't know how many pastors actually give an investment strategy lesson.
That it is better.
But that's not the main point. The point here is,
it is
we are not
that
to live
that he died.
Our lives based on fear. Whether
one
it's
of
with
the
our money,
important things that we need
our
to take
relationships
away from the message is that our church
word of
substitution. Jesus was killed so that we don't have to be killed.
I think it would be helpful for us to turn to
substitution is at
Proverbs
the heart of our Christian faith.
5 and 6.
Those are hard words, but if you look at the book of Isaiah in 53, we see
you guys know
saying,
this. So,
we
right, you've memorized this
him
verse.
Not he was smitten and stricken by God. He was crushed for our
Amen.
Iniquities. So,
you guys got that?
Jesus,
if you
took
haven't
upon
memorized that verse,
the sins
let that be your
of
homework
man,
assignment.
Your sins and mine.
Rogelio's still looking at the investment chart, which, by the way, is called the quilt chart. That's what we refer to it in the investment community, the quilt chart, because of all the colors. And in almost every client interaction or prospect interaction,
so what are the,
I will introduce
what
them
do you
to
think
that
is
quilt
the primary
chart to
give
them understanding
that
of investments.
Is driving Caiaphas
because
in
as some
this
of you
passage.
May know, I'm a financial advisor, and so I deal with a
there
lot
three
of people
primary emotions
money
that we live by.
And their fears.
What are they?
And I'm mindful that they go from fear to greed.
Fear.
So, Proverbs says, trust in the Lord
shame
with all your
and
heart
anger.
And lean not on your
and
own
I think
understanding.
We see a lot of
all
fear
your ways acknowledge him, and he will make
in
your
this
path passage.
There was fear that they were going to lose their temple, their nation, And so they decided to take things into their own hand.
Let's look
in some ways, I see a sense of entitlement also, which I can relate to. I grew up with a lot of sense of entitlement. Thank God that he's revealed that to me and trying to flush that out of my system.
So how many of
what
you
fear
have heard of
cause
the
fundamental attribution error? Anybody?
Fundamental attribution error, you try to block it out of your mind.
That we all
what else does
live
fear
with every day
cause us to do?
And that is we deceive ourselves
control.
And we have
we
self-bias.
Caiaphas is taking control.
Thinking
just
that
take
we
Jesus
tend
out.
To be right and
fear
others must be wrong.
Causes us to ask lots of questions and tends to guide our choices.
I'm a type 7 in the Enneagram.
The choices you and I make,
there's 9 different personality types,
will lead to either hearts
and when
of
I
peace,
heard that Jesus was kind of like a 7, I
a
immediately
word,
grabbed onto that.
Our choices
head,
are going
yes, I'm more like
lead
Jesus
to hearts
than
of stone.
All the other types.
The choices we made.
Until months later did I realize
that,
yes,
of man,
Jesus
or the purposes
is a leader,
of God,
and he's active, and he's passionate.
Lead us to life or death.
And that's one of his traits.
There's a lot of current
and
events
also
when we look around the world.
The others.
And then I realized
the fear that fear is
how
evolved.
I was deceiving myself.
You guys know the term Brexit?
Trust in
has
the Lord with all your heart.
Not heard of the term Brexit?
Only not on your own understanding.
Few people.
In all your ways
Rick
acknowledge
Elber,
him and he will make your
explain
path
explain briefly. Elliot, you're in the United Nations student body. What is Brexit?
I think I'd like to jump to 1 Samuel 13. So I gave Rogelio a list of like 12 verses.
Different chapters of the Bible.
Britain,
he said no more.
British.
One more.
We came out of there.
You know what? You don't have to pull it up, but here's the story. Saul and his army were waiting for Samuel to arrive to
Angela,
offer a sacrifice before
tomorrow.
Going to war.
Do you have fear for your immigration?
Samuel had not come yet, and the soldiers were preparing to flee rather than fight the
Britain?
Philistines.
What was
growing impatient, Saul chose to offer a sacrifice
on, your
on his own. Just as
okay,
Saul finished
I'm asking
the sacrifice,
you got a
Samuel
test tomorrow.
Said,
and
you have done a foolish
question.
Thing.
Why did
you have not
we leave,
kept
England.
The command of the Lord God gave you? Why are you offering a sacrifice? Why was offering a sacrifice foolish? That's the question.
You remember?
This is for you.
Old
yeah,
Testament.
Why did we
Saul?
Leave?
It wasn't his
we,
role.
What did we want from?
He wasn't a priest.
What kind of freedom did we want?
Because Saul had disobeyed a direct
freedom
command from the prophet Samuel, given in 1 Samuel 10:8. Go
Micah.
Down ahead of me to Gilgal. I will surely come down
freedom
to
freedom of the press?
To sacrifice burnt offerings and fellowship offerings, but you must wait 7 days until I come to you and tell you what you are
let's
to do.
Study our flashcards before tomorrow.
These 7 days were evidently to teach Saul
no taxation
and
without
remind
representation.
Us of patience and dependence on God. He waited the 7 days, but just barely. As soon as the week
if
was up, he
around,
offered the sacrifice on his own.
Amazing how many choices
using
are being
to wait any
fear,
longer for
what's
Samuel.
Going on in Syria right now with
in this
China.
Act, Saul
in the
showed
United
a variety
States,
of weaknesses that made
an
him
increasing
unfit
tough
to
talk
including
the country,
patience and self-reliance.
The Kavanaugh,
his hearings, offering showed that he did not want to work together with Samuel
court.
Or obey God. Rather, he wanted
just
to
within
take
the
control
Catholic
of the
Church,
himself.
All that's going on.
The king was to follow the Lord's
commands,
yet Saul felt
role on
he could do as he chose and thus made a foolish mistake.
Our church.
Some valuable lessons for us can be learned from Saul. First, it's clear that God desires our trust.
Fear. We're humans.
Second, much
I am
patience
a fear-based person.
Is needed
I've
to fully follow God's word. Third,
but
there
fear
are negative
causes our hearts and minds
to
shrink
instead
it
of
immobilizes
God.
Us.
Though it may not be easier or convenient, and I really like easy and convenience. You got that, Ryan? You and I are alike that way.
God's word is the best choice for our lives and for our service to others. I've made some good and bad choices in my life.
Told you you're not good enough, when he told you you're not right, when he told you you're not strong enough to put up a good fight, when he told you you're not worthy, when he told you you're not loved, when he told you you're not beautiful.
Inward towards our community, and he sends us out. I learned through this small group, when I shared my dark secrets with them, acceptance from them and grace. I learned more about the knowledge of myself and of God's care for me.